Raising Carter podcast is about the 10 reasons why. We are going to start for number 10.
Number 10, the father has just simply lost faith in improving himself. What do you think about that one? If a person just stops wanting to improve themselves, that might cause them to be mean, you think?
So if someone stops trying to improve themselves, it's not going to start to make them mean. It's going to make other people tell them that they're a quitter. Now, you don't want to be called a quitter as a father. And sometimes fathers like to take their anger out on their kids.
You mean their anger?
Yeah.
Not anger meant. But good. I got this from an article from the website definemortal.com. I was just looking for something else, and I said the 10 reasons why fathers are mean to their sons. Let's dive into this.
Okay, number 9.
The father's jealous of his son.
This could happen, but it's most likely to happen to an older son, like a grown-up son. Because a kid like me, they could accomplish some stuff, but the parent could be jealous, like they didn't do that. But it wouldn't cause them to be mean. An older kid, like in his early 20s, and he's accomplishing more and getting more stuff done than his father's doing, then that's when the father starts to get jealous and is mean to his son.
You are very wise, my son. That is a good, great answer. But it also, a father could be jealous of his son if the mother is giving, like if he's young, like you are younger, like a baby or something, if the mother's giving more attention to the son than him. So he could be jealous in that way. So that's one thing that you missed right there. But a very good answer. Number 8, the father is simply a narcissist. You don't know what a narcissist is. A narcissist is someone who has mental health issues, but they're controlling, deceptive. They
don't know what any of these words mean.
They're a liar. They don't care about other people. They just care about themselves.
If you're a dad out there who has health issues and who lies and who only cares about themselves, you have a kid you need to care about. If your kid asks you to do something, you can't say no because you only care about yourself. You have a whole kid that you need to be taken care of. If you don't want to take care of that kid, then why do you even want one? It's okay to say you have health issues or you can't do something. They won't be mad at you and they won't call you a quitter or anything else. They will actually be fine with that because they're fine that you didn't lie to their face.
You should think about that before you do that, because a child can be born, and if you do just think about yourself, then you're bringing in a child in this world that you're not going to care about. But I guess you are just thinking about yourself if you don't think about that. So it's something that a narcissist would do. And that's why you're being mean to your son. And these are the 10 reasons why fathers are mean to your son, according to this article in definemortal.com. Number 6, they're seeing stuff in their son that they don't like about themselves. So that's causing them to be mean to their son.
So if you're seeing something that you don't like in your son, it's in them, not in you. If it's in you, you don't have to mess with it. But if it's in your son, you can't control it. He can control it.
Instead of being mean to you, I should try to help you improve that. Understand and improve that thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of being mean to your son because you don't like something that he's doing, that's something that you do, first maybe you should try to improve, stop doing it yourself, and then help him do the same.
Because if you're doing it and then he does it, he's going to think it's fine because you're doing it.
Exactly. Number five, the father has poor communication skills.
I'm not saying that you, well, I am saying you have to fix it if you have a son. You can end up buying him too much stuff and you won't have any more money. You need to tell him that so he can understand that there's not enough money. Now, if you don't know how to communicate to your son, then there's a lot of stuff that could happen that you don't want to. And then you're mean because you're saying that he did it. But you can't blame him because you should have told him what was happening.
Exactly. Poor communication skills, like Carter is saying, it can lead to bad situations. If you don't have money to buy him the toy that he wants or go to the places that he wants to go to, you don't have to be mean and tell him. You just have to tell him what's going on right now and make him understand what's more important. And maybe there's something else you can do that you can afford. So, yes, having poor communication skills can cause a father to be mean because he just says, you know, no, you know, that's my final answer, no. But I think, and a lot of times you can give your son an explanation why you can't do something. Kids are smarter than what
how they look.
Number four, the father subscribes to a toxic masculinity. This, you probably don't know what that means. Toxic masculinity, I don't believe it. You know, this is kind of like a made up. This word is under interpretation of the person. So, you know what? We're going to skip this one.
Thank you.
Number three, the father's generally insecure and frustrated at himself. So he doesn't believe in himself. So it causes him to be mean to his son.
Right off the bat, I just have to say, if you don't believe in you can do something, you got to try it before you say, I can't do it. When we were starting this podcast, I said, I can do it. But I tried it, and then the next thing you know, we have, how many subscribers? 1,700 and counting subscribers. So, I just want to say that you have to try something out, dads, before you say you can't do it. Now, when it causes angerment, if you go to court, you have nothing that can defend you because you should know that you need to try something before you say you can't do it. Now, you say, I can't help you, and then you're mad because you can't help them. It's because you didn't try to.
When someone's insecure, a lot of time they deflect that off on someone else. So that's a reason why a father's mean, because he doesn't believe in himself. You'll see a lot of times that a lot of people want family members to believe in them. Like, you might have a dream to do something, and if I don't believe in myself, I'm gonna tell you, you can't do it. You understand?
Yeah.
So that's what happens a lot of times. And that's what people have to understand. If somebody doesn't believe in themselves, it's a very slim chance that they're going to believe in you. Number two, fathers get their expectations all wrong. So you see this a lot of times with sports dads. They think their son is
great at it.
Yeah, way, you know, a lot better than, or can achieve a lot more than what they can actually do. And they get their expectations too high. And things don't happen. So a lot of times they're living vicariously through their son.
If you think that your son can do more stuff that he can, you need to ask him, hey, do you want to try this out? Do you think you can do it? Instead of saying, you're going to do this because you can do it. No, you have to ask them before you know that they can do it.
Do they really want to do it? Are they just doing it because they want to make you happy?
And sometimes sons think that doing what they don't want to do makes their dad proud. If it's like taking out the garbage, you have to do it. It's fine. But if it's playing a type of sport, you can tell him, I don't want to play this. I want to play this.
So would you tell me that you didn't want to, like, if you were tired of doing something, would you tell me, I don't want to do that? You know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Number one, the number one thing is the father unresolved childhood trauma. So the father had a bad childhood. Maybe the grandfather wasn't a good father, or maybe he wasn't around. So them not really knowing how to be a father makes them be mean to their son. But you don't have that problem because you have what?
A grandpa.
Who is awesome.
This is for the people out there. Now, sometimes dads will do something that they shouldn't, and it affects a kid's childhood. And then the dads grow up to think, my dad did this to me, so I should do this to them. No, you need to correct your dad's mistakes. If they did something wrong, you can correct it and do the opposite.
And this is one thing that you shouldn't do, but is think that all the things you didn't have as a child that you should give to your son. While it's a very nice gesture, maybe you not having some things in your childhood kind of helped you, you know, kind of helped you find some type of drive and some type of ambition. Just giving your kids everything, that's not a solution to anything. So those are the 10 reasons why fathers are mean to their sons. If you're doing some of that stuff, I'm sure every dad can relate. You know, if you're being honest, you can relate that you do some of that stuff. So you got some things that you can correct. And I want to give a shout out to Mojo's Beef Jerky for the hat and for the support to the Raising Carter podcast. This stuff
is the best,
I'm telling you. So shout out to Mojo's for supporting the podcast. And check out more of our videos. That is right here, the playlist of season one. This is season two, the playlist. Boom. Right here. If this podcast brought you any value, subscribe to the pod. Check it out on Apple, Spotify, and everything.
YouTube.
Yep. And we are out of